Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This book for you.
The Alzheimer's.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel, as you know, folks, is a long time coming up on... actually, we've already had his ninth anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? He's been around here a long time. We're so happy about that. He's one of the top futurists of our time, no question about that. Author of a number of books on the topic, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, and an outstanding filmmaker, which I've enjoyed his films over the years very much. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, and I'd like to say, and I hope you don't mind, that I'd like to dedicate the rest of our show today in memory, in honor of your mother, your late mother, who died recently, Mary.
Yes, she did, but she had a good and long and rich life. She and I sat and talked not even a year ago about all the things that she'd seen in her lifetime, and it's pretty amazing what she has seen transpire. So she lived a wonderful life, I think, and she died gently, and that was all. That's the way you wanted it.
I'm glad you had that conversation with her. That's an important one to have. And folks, the lesson here is if you haven't had that with your elderly parents, get it started. You won't regret it. Anyway, I want to dedicate and celebrate her life as we conduct our show today, our visit today, Joel. Okay, so I'm excited about this mind diet.
Yes.
That lowers the risk of Alzheimer's.
Yep.
And there's one particular reason why I'm excited about it, Joel. But before we get to that, tell us about the mind diet.
Well, the mind diet has been developed by Rush University Medical Center, a woman, Martha Claire Morris, who's a nutritional epidemiologist. I just love the specialties that developed. Anyway, she did a bunch of research and concluded that there was a very specific diet, which they're calling the mind diet, and I'll tell you what that stands for in a second here, that makes a huge difference. It lowers the risk of Alzheimer's by as much as 53%.
Wow.
And people who adhere to it rigorously. But here's the best part, and I think this is really extraordinary. It lowers it 35% by those who just followed it moderately well.
Wow.
So you don't have to be perfect at this thing. And it's not like a 2% or a 5%. It's 35% reduction. Now, you think about last night on CNN, they played the Glenn Campbell documentary.
Yeah,
I had not watched
he has Alzheimer's
before. And what's interesting is he said, shoot the film. I don't care what I look like. I want this message to
get
out.
I didn't
get
to see that. I'll be darned.
I think if I'd say this to everybody on the radio that's listening, it's an amazing program about an amazing man who literally cannot remember a comment made 30 seconds before it was said to him.
Yeah.
And yet he can remember his music.
Wow.
But the point is this, they were talking numbers, 115 million people in the world are going to have Alzheimer's in 10 years.
Yep.
In America alone, we're spending $3.25 trillion.
Do they think that there's been an increase in it over, say, 100 years ago, 200 years ago in the population, percentage-wise, per capita?
I have been watching for somebody to go through that discussion, Jim, and I have not seen it. So this
nobody's come up with a per capita estimation of that.
Yeah, there's hypotheticals, which is it's always been around. We just didn't know it. But then there's this argument that says actually our diet has changed so dramatically,
right,
in the last 50 years that we have enhanced the likelihood of getting it.
Well, I very unscientifically differentiate between dementia and
yep.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and they will.
Dementia, to me, is just your brain wears out. Alzheimer's is a progressive disease.
Yes, and dementia also has to do with little minor strokes as well.
Right.
So you're stroking yourself to death.
But I've seen the shots of the X-rays of the brain and how it eats up the brain, basically.
Yeah.
But I want to get into the diet. The diet give us some of the components quickly.
Here's a component. There are 15 dietary components. And remember, they go to your site because you're going to be carrying this thing so people can look this up. These are called the brain healthy foods. Green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, nuts, berries, beans, whole grain, fish, poultry, olive oil, and wine. I love
See,
the way
there's that last one. There's that last one. I told you that's the reason I like this. I like this one.
Right. So that's a pretty good deal. Now, they say there are five unhealthy groups, and that is red meat, butter and thick margarine, cheese that just kills my wife. She loves
not cheese.
Pastries and sweets, and fried or fast foods. You know what it sounds like, but our mothers used to say to it, you know, eat the meal, you'll have some dessert at the end, but not much.
That's right. Hey, Joe, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.